afternoon.
Hey, everybody. Ooh. We're back. That's why is this a thing? The fellas are in a bit of a mood today.
Bit of a mood.
Bit yummy. Of a mood.
Mm, yummy.
It's January.
It is January.
It's January.
Yes, we are on a good streak of people just stating facts.
Are you trying to set the mood? What are you?
I am. You know,
it's like when Nick gives his opinion about something, but it's just a fact about something that happened.
Yeah, I'm just.
Yeah,
I'm trying to set the ambiance. I want to let people know.
The ambiance.
Yeah. Ambiance.
The setting. Want to let people know what's going on.
That's how ants get to the ant hospital. The ambiance.
Give some context. Yep. You know, I think I'm doing a pretty good job. It's January. It's daytime. The sun is out.
It is a crisp 31 degrees.
Hold on a second.
Adam's holding his phone.
It's almost February, by the way.
Oh, it is?
My birthday is a month away.
Yo.
That's so weird, because I was just telling Nico how I don't fucking care.
You're doing it again.
All the time.
You're such
it's
a
still funny.
Fucking asshole.
I am an asshole.
So, look, man, you know what next month is?
Hold on. How old are you turning? 24?
26.
Next month.
That's just how old he is.
24.
Next month. Oh my God, we should.
24.
We should watch.
We should watch 24.
How about.
Yeah.
No. Because I really don't like that show.
Is he always looking.
What? Don't spring this on me today.
New. No, this isn't
don't
news.
Don't spring this on
this
me today.
We've had heated conversations about this.
No, I don't think we have.
No,
I
we
really,
have.
I don't think
no,
we have.
No, we have.
I don't think we had this conversation.
No, we have, because I remember you telling me to watch it. And I'm like, I tried watching it, and I couldn't get into it. And you're like, you did the same thing. it's like when R2 is fucking running. That's you. Whenever I tell you I don't like 24.
I don't love 24. It's okay.
I don't know if I would ever be friends with you if you sprung that on me. And I'm actually contemplating dumping
but see, here's
you
the
right
thing.
Now.
We're not friends.
Oh.
You're right.
Is the issue.
Fair point.
Because we hate each other.
Fair point. And you've given me yet another reason. You don't like 24.
24
what the hell's the matter with you
24's okay.
Stop!
I don't like two of some of your favorite things. I don't like
you know what's a great show?
And I don't like 24.
What?
You know, Designated Survivor.
Yes!
And by
didn't
great,
they cancel
I mean,
that?
It's awful.
They
Dead
canceled
Sue,
that, like,
motherfucker.
Right?
DS.
How?
I don't think they canceled it. Season 2 came out last year.
They did cancel it.
They did cancel it.
But
they didn't?
Yeah.
Netflix resurrected it.
Oh, no.
For an additional season.
Oh, fuck.
So it's coming back. Designated Survivor.
Season 2 left off in a kind of weird place.
So here's the problem with Designated Survivor.
It's a stupid show.
There's
yes.
Just a few.
Among
it's,
other
it's,
things.
It's a premise or like a title before it was actually written kind of show.
Here's the thing,
well,
though.
Well, it's based off of a real thing that exists
what?
In the world.
What
it never happened, but it
no,
could
it happen. No, that's what I'm saying. But it like the idea of a Designated Survivor still exists and they still do it just in case, but it's never going to happen.
It's actually one of those ideas that I was like, why didn't I think of that? Because it is the perfect action movie setup. You're right, though. Mm-hmm. Anytime you watch like a White House drama, I know in The West Wing, it was like a thing. Every time a State of the Union was given, they would keep one person behind. And it's also like the factoid that all of the media outlets drop on you before the State of the Union. It's always like, actually, the Secretary of Agriculture is not here today because... But it's like, you're right. Why not...
So do you really not know what this is, Adam?
I didn't know this was an actual thing.
Yeah.
I know what it is.
Yeah,
but...
so they take one person in case something happens.
I don't know if that's a good setup for an action movie, though.
I think it's a really good idea. There's a lot
See,
of...
See, I don't think it is. Because they cancel the TV show about it.
It's like, what the hell is going to happen? Everyone's dead, and then what do? You just sit around in your office and, you know, take...
Well, no, you gotta start up the administration
then,
again.
Yeah.
How is that fun to watch?
What?
Yo, the first season is so fun to watch.
How is it fun?
It's so fun.
Wow.
It's like the most fun thing.
I get to start an administration? That's,
Woo!
That's,
yes, because terrorists just blew up the entire nation.
Haven't
yes.
seen that.
So make the show about about fighting the terrorists, not, oh, I'm going to have to rebuild.
I think that's a pretty cool concept, Adam.
It's fucking
the president,
lame.
Vice president, speaker of the house, and every member of Congress
lame.
Is now dead, and I got to start the government from scratch.
It's boring.
A pretty good setup.
Pass.
You get the gimmick of that premise alone just leading to, okay, let's start an administration.
Don't you like movies? Like, what am I missing?
Not
here.
Those movies.
That's a great concept.
That's a terrible
no,
idea.
The problem is they left fucking Jack Bauer behind to run shit. That's the, and he's not a very convincing president. But that's also part of the fun, is watching Jack Bauer try to be president.
That's different.
He's not very Jack Bauer, though.
He's kind of it's kind of impossible not to be Jack Bauer when you're Kiefer Sutherland. You're just Jack Bauer with glasses on. That's basically the whole, that's the
game. He seemed a lot less action-y.
Yes, or he tries to be at least. But then I keep thinking to myself, why aren't you punching this dude in the face? I'm trying to stab you in the back.
Why aren't you punching the president of France in the face?
So let me be honest.
Here's the thing, though. On premise alone, I decided not to watch it because it just sounds so uninteresting
Let me be honest.
Yeah, it looks so boring.
Let me be honest. I quit on Designated Survivor after 5 episodes. But I really enjoyed those 5 episodes. Who's responsible for the attack?
This American guy.
No.
Of course it is. Of course.
Because it's never anybody of Middle Eastern descent in movies.
Yeah.
They're always the good guys.
No, they get framed.
Oh, what else is new?
Oh, great.
What else is new? It's like Vice all over again.
It does get a little PC later on. It gets a little annoying.
Yeah, okay.
I would never watch this show.
Designated Survivor.
I would never watch this show.
I gotta catch up. I thought it was delightful. I
gotta catch up.
I do.
Oh, no.
Gotta binge watch that shit. Nick, what movie did we do this week?
We did a film called Critters that I've never heard of, but apparently there's 4 of them.
Yeah, I had never heard of it either.
Am I the only one who had heard of it? I mean, it was my idea, but I was like, yeah, hey, Critters, let's do it. I mean, I've never seen it, but let's do it.
I want to ask you, Adam, why did we watch Critters?
I don't know. It's because I looked at it. I was like, all right, it seems like our
kind of thing.
So it's...
No, I like the reason he gave us in our group
chat. Oh, my actual... Should I?
Yeah.
So I know this for the rest of the series, this particular fact. So my excuse was, okay, we can do the first Critters so that we can do the second Critters so that we finally have an Easter film to watch because Critters 2 takes place on Easter.
So let's watch the first one a month in advance.
This is a lot of groundwork to lay to watch one movie.
Yeah, that's right. I appreciate the long-term view, though.
Thank you, Nick.
No. Hate to break it to you, Adam. We could have just jumped right into Critters 3. Yeah. I don't think anybody would have asked any questions.
Well, I almost suggested, why don't we just watch the one that takes place on Easter at Easter?
No.
I just haven't.
But it's okay. Well, we got to get the context. Sure. I'll be honest, I'm deciphering that perhaps Nick didn't enjoy this movie.
Yeah,
I did not enjoy it. I just didn't. I didn't feel like there was much to say about it.
Nick does not do well with these movies.
I really dug it. I'll be honest. No, I really dug it.
It was a fun movie.
Okay, yeah. Nico, let me lay this out for you as plainly as possible. What we just watched is a fucking Adam movie and a half.
Yeah, it is an Adam movie. That's exactly right.
I fucking love this movie.
Well, and that half is a Zach movie.
Yes. Yes.
You and I have very specific genres that overlay that we exactly. That we enjoy.
This is exactly the thing I would want to watch on any given day. I would just throw on
shitty creature feature.
It's not even that shitty.
It's not even that shitty, and it's not even really a creature feature.
No, it's actually quite well made. I was actually pleasantly surprised.
I had a fun time.
Yeah, it was really good.
I thought those things were adorable.
I thought the same thing.
No, it's like really well shot and edited, and I love the creature effects, even the shitty ones.
Yeah,
it's actually, you know, not. I mean, it's.
Cool. What? Who were the good guys? Who were they rooting for in this movie?
What do you mean, who were the good guys?
Not the creatures.
Yeah, we couldn't figure that out either.
Well, I don't know who I'm rooting for.
Well, the
I'm
family.
This movie and...
Well, Scott Grimes running around with a fucking slingshot. He's
Oh, Scott Grimes is the only likable character.
Yeah, I like the bounty hunters.
I just wanted Billy Zane to get his dick.
Didn't
wet.
The bounty
That's...
hunters shoot up a church?
Yes.
A bowling alley.
Who doesn't want to shoot up a church? Okay, I stopped myself.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
No, you finished the thought.
Damn it. Okay, yeah. It's been recorded. That was
like,
a bad
again,
bounty hunters.
Fucking that's why he wants to murder everybody at his funeral.
He doesn't want to shoot up a church. God damn it.
We're going to have this conversation, okay? We're going to skip over the
I'm
plot.
I'm sorry.
I want to have this conversation, okay?
Yeah.
The bounty hunters who save the day at the end by stopping the evil creatures and repairing the farm family's house, right?
Yes.
Right.
These guys are the same people who shot up a church in a bowling alley.
Correct.
Injuring many.
They didn't kill anybody.
I don't think
I said injuring.
I don't think there's evidence to say anyone was injured.
Yeah,
I don't think there is.
It didn't seem that way.
What about the guy with the bandages on his face covered in blood at the police office who reported the bowling alley getting shot up?
Well,
No, that's at least one.
I mean, flesh wound.
But nobody was killed. They didn't.
Tis a flesh wound.
Tis they, but a flesh wound.
They were not trying to harm anyone.
What about the police officer that was trying to help them that they threw out the window?
Oh.
Well, he was fine.
It's Emmett Walsh.
He didn't get hurt.
He can get thrown wherever.
Literally, are you okay? I swallowed my chewing tobacco. That's about it. He didn't say, oh, my ankle.
He was
like, no, he was fine.
He was obstructing their progress, Nick. He was getting.
He was obstructing
way.
Interplanetary law. That's right. That in, they needed to intervene.
I think it overwhelms.
I don't believe
Earth
he
law.
Was obstructing anything. He was.
Ah, yes, he
there.
Was. Yeah, in as an obstruction.
Emmett Walsh is an obstruction in and of himself. So it's okay.
I'm not using that word correctly.
Do you have a problem? Do you have a problem with the methodology of these intergalactic bounty hunters who are trying to destroy a race of mutant porcupines?
Yes.
Who like. Kill human beings
that just
is that your problem?
I loved those things.
No, I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is the shitty movie.
Oh, well,
this is a great movie.
Anybody saw that coming?
No.
It takes 40% of the movie before they even decide to get to the freaking plot.
There is a lot of exposition.
Yeah, this is
true.
This is the biggest issue I had with the movie, if anything, is that it takes a long time to actually get going.
This is fair.
Now, I will tell you, there was one thing that I liked about this movie. Only okay. one thing.
Okay.
There was this character who was a drunk.
Charlie!
He was useless. He was constantly drinking whiskey, and they constantly made reference, oh, you should go light on that whiskey. And he wasn't just some crazy drunk who believed in aliens, right? The whiskey becomes a pivotal part of the plot as he turns it into a Molotov cocktail to save the day. That was the only thing I liked in this movie.
You only like Charlie, huh?
That's it. Really?
No, just the Molotov cocktail becoming a plot device.
You didn't like when the alien swore?
When he said fuck?
I mean,
fuck.
Okay. It was,
that was we like
it was funny at times. It was
got busted laughing from that. It was great.
So here are, I think, everyone's biggest criticisms with the movie. It's just a Gremlins ripoff.
Kind of.
Like, yes and
well,
no.
This yes
is,
and not really,
This
though.
Is a big criticism that I think we've seen on the internet since looking into this movie a little bit.
Yes.
Came out in when? 1996, this 80, movie?
86.
86. And what year did Gremlins come out?
83, 84?
I don't know when Gremlins came
and then we
out.
Also have
it was 84.
But is it a Gremlins ripoff?
We also have like
yeah.
E.T., which came out around the same time. So what? I think this is just a thing of the times, right?
Yes.
Well,
this
no,
sort
but...
of genre of like these aliens coming to Earth and either befriending people or fighting people.
Mm-hmm. No, but no, this is like, it's very clearly like a response to Gremlins.
Is it?
Like, I think somebody saw Gremlins and was like, oh, hey, we have a script that's sort of similar. Let's make it to see if we can do better.
Because this is very similar to Gremlins.
Yes, but it was written like, long before Gremlins was even a
they're
thought.
They're both comical. I mean, Gremlins is funnier than this.
Yeah.
I was going to say, it doesn't feel that much like Gremlins to me, though. And a lot of that has to do with the atmosphere and just the way it's shot. But
again,
it also has to do with the setting with the Christmas themes, I think.
Okay.
Which is why it doesn't feel nearly as cheerful as
Gremlins. You're one of those Gremlins is a Christmas movie
it's,
people.
Well, not in the way that Die Hard is. When I'm not going there, but... Yeah. Sorry, Zach.
Here we go again. that's interesting. Because they did seem very similar to me. I just, for some reason... Really liked the creature design, though.
Me too.
And as you mentioned, evidently this script was written before Gremlins was released.
Yeah.
Long before Gremlins was released. So not exactly ripoff, although maybe the success of Gremlins got the ball in motion.
Yeah, well, that's what it seems like, because this was a New Line Cinemas film?
Yeah, back when they were only doing like Nightmare on Elm Street and whatnot.
Yeah, I feel like this was sort of their response. It was like, oh, hey, right, we have this on the backbone. It's sort of like that. Let's see if we can.
Well, this is the
kind
of film that New Line was used to releasing to. Yeah. They weren't exactly classy until like Lord of the Rings, really.
Really? So. New Line used to do only like B movies?
Yeah, shit like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry, man. I have to disagree with you.
Did he just call Lord of the Rings classy?
He did. I was hoping somebody was going to gloss over that.
It is. It's an Oscar film.
I mean, Lord of the Rings is good.
It won 11 fucking Oscars.
Because it won an Oscar.
It won 11 Oscars. That's about as classy as you could get.
What is your definition of class?
I'm talking about for films, dude. Classy films.
Films.
I'm sorry.
Not movies, films.
Yes.
That's what he calls them.
That's correct, Nico.
Some people call them movies.
or
Adam.
Adam calls them fans.
I love you. You're a good friend.
Yes.
But sometimes I want to hit you in the face with a shovel.
Mm. All right.
I like. I feel the same way, except.
But you don't like Lord of the Rings.
But he doesn't
is
like.
Is a barbed wire baseball bat.
It's Lucille.
Yeah.
So what, Walking Dead.
Negan over here.
Yeah.
Negan. And you're Glenn.
Oh.
Wait, didn't he kill Glenn?
Everyone likes.
No. Glenn got eaten by zombies.
No,
right?
Glenn. Yeah.
I thought Glenn got attacked.
Glenn got
no.
eaten by zombies, but then didn't get eaten by zombies.
Yes, that's important.
And then Negan killed him anyway.
Yeah.
That is the plot of one season of Walking Dead, spoiler alert.
Which is
pissed. It really falls off a cliff. If you quit Walking Dead halfway through.
Dude, I stopped at season 2 on my second attempt to watch it.
I stopped
at the end of season 2.
And stay there.
I stopped at the first half of season 4.
No need to keep
going. I was like, I can't do this.
Me too. That's where I stopped.
I got all excited. Oh, no, the first time, once, was it Hoshel who died?
Right.
Once he died, I was like, fuck this.
Hey, I know.
But I was so excited because I'm like, I read like a title of an article really quick. I'm like, oh yes, it's ending. And then I actually reread the title and it was just Andrew Lincoln's leaving.
Right.
I'm like, oh, so it's gonna keep going. This is fucking bullshit.
Forever.
Wait, is Andrew Lincoln the main guy?
Yes,
he is.
He left?
Yes.
Yes.
How did they keep it going?
They just did.
I think the big question is how do they keep it going when he was part of the cast, because it just fell apart.
I don't understand what you're asking.
It's such a crap show now.
There's a bunch of zombies that kill people, and it's called The Walking Dead, and so they kept doing that. I mean, that's.
Have you seen all of it, Nico?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Still watching it.
Yeah, no, he hates
still
it, but he watches it.
Why are you watching it?
I'm a completionist. I can't quit.
But
you unless it's designated survivor.
I was
going to
say, you quit
other
designated survivor.
No, listen, I have given 8 years of my life to this goddamn show. I can't quit now.
Yes, you can.
I can't give
so
up
dumb.
Now.
Yes, you can.
You know how much energy I've put into this
literally
goddamn thing?
Nothing.
Yeah, too much. Now's the time to rest.
And there are
what
like,
is it on?
What?
Sundays,
when
right?
When is it on?
It's on Sundays
at eight, nine?
I think it's in the off season now. I binge watch it once.
Oh,
the
I was going to say, we gotta find something else for him to do at that time, but...
No.
The show gave up on, like giving you a compelling experience.
There's...
Why do you
It gave up on plot and character development. Yes, it did.
Why do you owe it to the show to keep watching?
Literally, Daryl is the only character left. Like, the rest of them, it's Daryl and Carol.
I was
going to
say, Carol
it.
And Michonne is still alive, isn't she?
Oh, Michonne, I guess, is still around.
And too. Carl is still alive, isn't he? Oh,
did Andrew
no.
Lincoln's
no?
character die?
Oh, don't even get me started on Carl's death.
Okay.
Oh, Carl's death was rough.
How did Carl die? I knew he died, but...
I'm going to go on a limb and say...
Rick killed him?
Zombies.
No, well... Not
if I had to guess...
Accurate.
Was it zombies? Oh.
Accurate.
Wait, did they eat him?
They bit him one time.
Okay.
And he, like, kept it from everyone, and then all of a sudden, Carl started getting sick.
Like that fucker in the first season?
Right.
Except that guy only lasted, like, an episode.
And he just laid there for 2 episodes as we watched him die, and that was Carl's death. And the actor got all pissed because they didn't tell him it was coming.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, he was caught off guard, didn't have any gigs lined up, and was not
working
for,
like,
2 years.
Everybody hated Carl, but nobody wanted to see him leave.
Yeah, so...
Like, everyone's like, no, he needs to die, but, no, I want him around. Like,
yeah, it was pretty terrible. So, yes, right. They killed Carl off. Okay. And then the other baby grew up, and now the baby's like a little girl, because they did a big time jump.
Cool. Well, even then, even if they didn't do a time jump, wouldn't she be, like, 5 or 6?
Yeah, but she's, like, older now. she's almost a preteen.
Really?
Cool.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And Rick has been... And they didn't have the balls to kill Rick off, because they're like... All right, so...
They didn't kill Rick.
Has turned into.
I don't want to talk about The Walking Dead.
Hold on, just explain it after the show.
So Rick's like, I want to leave. Rick's like, I want to get out of here because I want to do other things with my life other than hang out in Atlanta and kill zombies. So they're like, okay, you can leave the show now, but just in case, we want to bring you back.
So what? Like, you just walked off into a sunset?
Let's fake your death and then have you helicoptered away by a random group of people. And now AMC is going to conveniently do a number of Rick Grimes solo movies with Rick Grimes solo adventures. that are not part of the Walking Dead universe.
I hate everything about the Walking Dead now.
I'm sorry that we got into this. I'm sorry we went down this rabbit hole.
I blame you.
Let's talk about Critters again.
Well, but this is the problem. It's like the people who made Critters got way too much money to make a show, basically. And that's where we live now. That's the universe we live in.
What?
That's a fair point.
Is that what that is?
That's a fair point.
Is that a fair point?
It's kind of, yes. I feel like if you gave the Critters people that much rope, they would end up making something like Walking Dead.
Are you sure?
That's what Greg Nicotero is doing now. Greg Nicotero was like the special effects guy.
Is he directing all of them now?
Yeah, he's like in Walking Dead land. Oh. He directs all the Walking Dead episodes and is one of the head writers.
Yeah, well, this is the same guy who did the effects for like Evil Dead 2 and Predators.
Did Evil Dead 2, yeah.
These are people you should not give. Like, you know, they can make a thing one time and people, you know, they don't get too attached to it because it's like, oh, okay, this is fun, whatever.
Right.
You give them a show like Walking Dead and it's just agonizing.
Oh, it's brutal. Yeah. There's absolutely no fun in Walking Dead. That's my problem with it is like they're just the most boring zombies in the world. They're not like...
You might be the only person I know who still watches.
Not Evil Dead zombies. Evil Dead zombies are pretty good.
They're not zombies.
Go to hell.
They're not.
You know, I paid your favorite movie a compliment and you like fucking...
Yes, because this is like objectively wrong.
You comic book guy me. It's like, Jesus. Where did you hear about Critters, by the way?
No, I just seen it like everywhere. Like
Blockbuster. Blockbuster. You talking about this? We're talking about
oh, that's right.
I remember like seeing it at Blockbuster everywhere and never actually getting it. And then years later,
this is totally a Blockbuster movie.
Oh yeah, but then it's
Gobstoppers.
Yeah,
it
just pop up because you know I don't know. I'd find myself reading something about I don't even
and Red Vines because whatever fucking Blockbuster I went to didn't have Twizzlers. They only had Red Vines.
What kind of hellhole is this?
Fucking, it was the Meriden fucking Blockbusters.
I'll tell you what, though. That was like a standard 10-year-old birthday party gift. Is I would get always one of those popcorn buckets with
a bunch
of candy in it and like a $10 gift card to Blockbuster. Like, treat yourself.
Which got you like a movie because inevitably as a kid you forgot to give it back to your parents.
It's like, treat yourself for one movie night and you would spend all of this money to have a movie night in your house.
You know what movie my dad had to pay for?
What?
Because my sister forgot to bring it back. Coyote Ugly.
Coyote Ugly!
We now own Coyote Ugly because my sister never brought it back.
That was the best, man. The Blockbuster was the fucking shit.
And this Blockbuster.
But you're right, though. Those movies did feel more special. And I feel like if I had watched Critters as a kid and I had picked it out, I hand-selected it from Blockbuster and brought it home, it would be like one of my favorite movies ever.
Well, because I think at least three of us, I don't know if Nick still wants it, but I know three of us like still kind of want a Blockbuster to be around.
Oh, God,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? Nick, do you still want a Blockbuster?
I'll be honest with you. I will never go.
See, I would go.
I would like to see
like,
people
I get
actually...
why they went out of business. Nobody wants to
go to
the store.
No, that's true. I get why they went out of business, but I still want one around.
Yeah,
I don't even go to the mall anymore. I would still be going to it. I just go on Amazon and buy the thing I need. Like, I don't even leave my house.
It's because you're 87.
Yeah. Everyone got lazy.
No, he's not. He's a millennial that shops online. Nick is like the only
guy.
He
drinks gin and wears loafers. Well, he's 87 years old.
True. That's a good point. Nick is the only guy, though, that's like, yeah, the market doesn't support something like Blockbuster. Why the fuck would we reopen it?
Yeah.
Right. What do you want
like,
me?
I get it, but.
While the rest of us are like, we want to put old newsboys on street corners and be like, extra,
yes!
Extra.
I want a 12-year-old yelling at me to get a newspaper. That's what I want.
Who needs Twitter when you have a newsie?
I'm in support of that as long as we only have to pay the guy like a nickel.
You just flip him a quarter.
Oh, not a quarter. That's I need those for laundry, Zach.
Aw, oh, you dick. He's a piece of
old
shit.
Man. He's living in a home.
I would pay top dollar. I would pay top dollar for Blockbuster. I would maybe $5 a movie. I'd pay $5 a movie to go to a Blockbuster and pick one out. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely as well. Commit to watching a film, damn it.
Yeah.
No one gets that anymore with Netflix.
I'm shocked, like, what are they, the Red Boxes?
Oh, yeah.
That they're still around?
I'm shocked they're still around. Mm-hmm. I think the smart part about those is that they probably made those things so damn heavy that once the store is, like, committed to it,
they're just like, they're oh, fuck it.
I don't want to move that. Like, there's no way it's making money, but
they're just giving up on Redbox altogether.
The thing about Redbox is it's just there.
Yeah.
It's like everybody goes to the grocery store, and so the movies are just in front of you.
I've never used a Redbox ever.
I used to.
I used to.
But then I discovered BitTorrent.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Why would I pay for movies when I could just steal them? Yeah.
You're joking, right?
Yeah. It's only movies he owns, so it's not legal. Illegal, rather.
Well, a Freudian slip if I ever heard one.
I'm not stealing movies, I'm just borrowing them.
Yes.
That's my... I'll give them back.
You
when
send
I'm
them
done.
Back.
Yeah.
BitTorrent.
Send those little bits back.
There's another one I've never used, BitTorrent. Yeah.
You never torrented a movie?
Do you know how to torrent a movie? Because that's my thing. Everyone's like, oh, no, I would never download a movie. And then I'm like, well, do you know how? And they're like, well, no.
Feel free to make your point for legal purposes.
Here's an important point right now. Not for legal purposes. The fact that we're not talking about this movie, I think, proves my point.
All right, let's talk about the things that we like after we just talked about the things that we hate. Emmett Walsh.
Emmett Walsh is great.
Great in this movie.
Yep.
For some reason, he's second build.
Yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I guess it's because he's not the biggest character in the movie, I suppose, but he's the bigger name.
But who was first build?
First is...
Scott Grimes.
No.
It's not?
It was not. It was...
Was
Dee
it the mom?
Dee Williams or whatever her name is. Dee Wallace.
Okay.
Who's the mom?
Who is the mom who had success with E.T. 4 years prior. She was the mom in E.T.
And the mom in Cujo.
And the mom in Cujo. Mm. Cujo's fucking sweet.
Why did she go from E.T. to this?
I don't know.
Because she's used to playing housewives that have aliens land in their backyard.
Duh.
She was casted for the role, and they're like, yeah, that's the best we can do.
What a specific...
She needed money.
Like,
what?
You know, that's an oddly specific, like, this is my niche. I am the housewife.
She looks like a housewife, if that makes any sense.
She does look like
a housewife.
Niche.
Yeah.
She's top build. Emmett Walsh, second build. Then you get Jay, the husband, Billy Green Bush, third build. And then Scott Grimes gets the fourth slot. I feel bad for Scott Grimes. Billy Zane has to settle for seventh.
Poor Billy Zane, right?
Poor Billy Zane is right.
Now, here's someone I had no sympathy for, I guess.
He was seventh build. He died on a boat. It's just...
He died on a boat? He did not die on
the
boat.
He didn't die on the boat, you're right.
Favorite Billy Zane performance?
I don't know.
I'll be honest. This is the only other thing I've seen him in.
Yeah. Besides Titanic?
Besides Titanic.
Yeah. Oh, he's also the bully in Back to the Future. Not Biff, but the modern day bully.
You know, I do not remember the modern day bully.
Remember that at the end of part two, he's like, what are you, chicken? And he's like, nobody calls me chicken. So they race to the stoplight.
That's at the end of part three.
It's at the end of part two. Isn't it? Match? Guy's name is Match, right?
At the end of part two?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I don't think it's the end of
the
part three.
The bully from 1985. It's like Biff's kid or something.
Oh, I don't know.
But he chooses not to race him.
Right.
Yeah, it's part three.
That's part three?
Yeah.
Okay. Still. Billy Zane.
That's it? That's all you...
Well, that's the end of my list. That's my favorite Billy Zane performance. I don't know about you.
That's not more impressive than... I only know him from Titanic.
You know, I will
be
say...
less impressive.
I will say I like Billy Zane in Critters more than Billy Zane in Titanic. I'm all for Billy Zane and Critters.
Fair point.
I will say I still don't know who Billy Zane is or who he played in any of those movies.
The dude that gets his dick bit off or whatever happens in that
his
scene.
His fingers get bit off.
Well, I'm sure they went for the dick eventually.
He's the one who took
the barn.
An extraordinarily a long time to have sex with his girlfriend.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, he didn't seem like he wanted to.
Not at first, no.
Yeah, what's wrong with Billy Zane in that scene?
I think she was forcing herself upon him. And that's what was actually going on.
Yeah, a little bit of Harvey Weinstein, but the reverse. The reverse Weinstein, they call that.
I like that political commentary from 1986.
Very ahead of its time.
Very much, yeah.
It's like a reverse Weinstein. That's like a shitty... Urban Dictionary.
A reverse Weinstein.
A reverse Weinstein.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I don't want to coin that phrase.
It's too good.
Give him the old reverse Weinstein.
Oh, we are going to hell.
That's pretty bad.
Oh, no. Reverse Weinsteins and shooting up churches. We're on a roll.
Yeah, we don't need to bring that second one up ever again. Thank you.
What? Why can I talk about shooting up churches?
Just stop it.
Stop it now. Nick, question for you. You ever had sex on hay before?
No.
Would you want to?
No.
Okay, good.
I feel like that's another trope in movies, and I can't cite like a
I have seen it.
Whenever
in
there's a barn, there's people doing it.
It's in the fifth Halloween film too, and in the same time, I'm like, what are you doing, people? Why are you having sex on fucking hay? And of course,
knowledge of movies always astonishes me.
Did I say Halloween 2 or Halloween 5?
Halloween 5.
You said it's in the fifth Halloween.
Okay, good, good, good. All right.
You're such a fucking loser. It's crazy. You outdo yourself every week on this goddamn show.
Every fucking week.
It's also in Pink Flamingos, if you remember.
Were they having sex on hay?
I'm sorry, what's Pink Flamingos?
It was in a barn.
Yeah, it wasn't on hay, though. Were they,
I don't know.
Let me remind you of the scene that we're talking about, because clearly you don't remember it. It's a scene where they have sex in a barn.
No, I don't know that movie.
And they cut off the head of a chicken.
I mean, granted, there was a huge chunk of time missing from my memory.
And then they have sex with the chicken.
I don't know.
And then they kind of press it between their crotches, and she's clearly very uncomfortable filming that scene.
Nope, does not recall.
And
we
blood?
Are demonetized.
No?
Does really? Yeah, that's what put us over.
I think that's what did it.
We just got our verified check mark taken.
Let me just remind you guys: Pink Flamingos podcast of the year last year, the winner of podcast.
Won the Wattati for podcast of the year. That is,
don't know what you're talking about.
Can't argue with that. Academy chose it as podcast.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't think I voted for that one.
Yeah, no, hold on. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was a veto.
Yes, it was. It was my veto.
Critters. Yeah. Another thing I like. I like how the critters roll around like
Sonic.
Tumbleweed.
Sanic.
Or like
it's
Sanic.
Like Sanic.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous, though. But
they were
know...
charming little creatures.
Yes. No.
I want one.
This, okay.
Like, just keep it in a cage or something.
It was like a Furby.
This movie to me fits in the vein of the attitude that like Tremors has, where it's like you can tell like whoever was making this movie was having a fucking blast making it.
Right, but
it's
competently
great.
Made though.
Yes,
too.
That's what's important.
They
really.
Still cared about making a decent movie or a compelling movie.
Like there's good craft here, Nick. There really is. I don't know how I'm going to be able to convince you otherwise with that kind of statement, but still.
What would have been better is if they got rid of all the sci-fi shit. At the beginning.
Why? I love that opening. That opening's great.
I think if we just saw a meteor come down to Earth and then these creatures started attacking, that would have been way more fun. Like, keep it mysterious, right? Don't explain it all to me.
So you didn't want the hunters?
Well, they could have been there, but don't tell me who they are. Don't tell me what they're all about. Keep it mysterious.
I could see that.
But I feel like if we did that, then you would be complaining that you didn't know who these people were.
I could see that backfiring.
You're right, but I would say it was a fun movie. Because I would have something to complain about.
But you have something to complain about.
You didn't find it fun at all when they were just scurrying around the house and wrecking shit, and the guy jumped in the toilet because he was so hot and he was on fire.
No,
like,
I found a couple fun moments. I just didn't understand from a wise thing standpoint what is so compelling about this film. Because like, it knows what it is.
But it's also of a different era.
Yes.
It's you know, inventive and interesting, and and it's not bad.
I did like near the end when the bad aliens' like spaceship was about to blow up, right? With the Molotov cocktail, and they're flying by, and they just decide to blow up the farmer's house for no reason.
I love that for no reason.
I enjoyed that.
And they just start laughing in their ship just because they want to be assholes. Isn't that great?
It was so unexpected and fast. It was just like they're just flying by. They just go pew, pew, gone.
I love
house
that.
Obliterated. That was awesome.
That's good stuff.
I think they had already filmed the house going back together, and they were like, "Ah, oh, shit! How do we include this?"
Yeah. By the way,
we bought all this stock footage of a house falling apart in reverse.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
What we could we do?
That was neat though, and Nico and I were saying it when we were watching it. Like, I think it's the best use of a reverse shot in a movie. It was awesome.
I think
what a cop out.
I think what was funny about that is when he hit the button and it just showed the rubble. All three of us, we just went,
"Oh, we know exactly what's going to happen."
We should explain what's happening for the listener. Yeah. So.
No.
At the end of the movie, after all the critters have been destroyed, and or so well, we think.
So, dun, dun, dun.
And their spaceship has blown up, and this family's home, which has been tormented by the critters, also blows up. One of the two intergalactic alien bounty hunters.
Johnny Steele.
Johnny Steele. Oh, we have to talk about Johnny Steele,
we'll
too.
We'll talk about
way.
It, but...
hands the little boy a little beacon device, and once they come back to their house after a night of I would assume in the hospital, the guy
I would assume
takes out the beacon, hits the little button on
well, no,
the beacon.
It starts beeping.
All right, takes out the beacon, hits the button, and their house just magically puts itself back together.
Yep.
And you can just tell it was a reverse shot of, you know, a bulldozer or whatever knocking down the house in the first place. It was pretty great. I did like how it was done.
Yes.
You know, it could have easily just been, oh, blast. The house just sort of appears after a laser beam hits
like,
it.
There's like a blue hue.
Right.
Like a really shitty blue hue over the thing, and then it blurs your vision, and then all of a sudden it cuts to the house. Just,
right. They could have easily done it that way, yeah. But instead they didn't decide to cop out, and they did it piece by piece, and I really appreciated that.
Yes. Yes.
Why not just like have like a moment of showing everybody in the town coming together and like helping this family, and
that's
you
gay.
Know,
yeah. You know. I have never seen it done this way, Nick. Okay, I'm just saying. I've seen that before.
Where's the fun in that?
That's gay. Listen to you.
I feel. Like
I mean,
I've
I'm
seen
sorry.
This done
I'm,
before.
I'm sorry. That is.
Hold on, Adam. That's where you drawn the line.
It's so offensive, Nico. Jesus.
That's heterosexual.
There you go.
Sorry. That's so straight of you. I'm going to do that from now on.
Oh, please don't.
Yes, I'm going to do that from now on. Because it's insulting the other way. You're right. You know what? The gay people have had to put up with enough over the last several centuries.
I'm just going to respond by calling Nico gay.
No, that's straight. That's so straight. Anyway.
Doesn't work, does it? See?
You see
work.
How it's not landing?
That's heterosexual? That's so hetero? Hetero. It's fucking hetero.
We're not having any of this.
It's amazing he's still single.
Yeah.
It's because I'm so hetero. That's why.
It's you are so straight that women don't want you. That's
I mean, I'm straight. I mean, I'm straight, but I'm not that straight. Jesus.
Let's talk about what's the pop star's
Johnny
name?
Steele?
Johnny Steele.
Yeah.
Zach, how about you explain
why
Johnny
do I,
Steele?
Oh, I'm describing it? Okay.
Yeah, you like Johnny Steele. This is right up your alley, isn't it?
Sadly, it kind of is.
Is he a real person?
No.
Okay.
I certainly hope not.
I wasn't sure if they
pulled, I mean, physically,
like,
does that person exist? Yes. But it's
no,
an
no. I was wondering if it was like one of those things where they pulled like a musician who's not famous anymore, but at the time had like a hit.
Yeah. No.
If they pulled him into the movie.
No.
No. Not
you know?
Quite. No.
So, the bounty hunters are trying to look like humans.
Mm-hmm.
So, they're looking through the history, which I love this trope, too, in sci-fi films, when the aliens look through all of Earth's history.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
Through
anyway,
the monitors.
Yeah, through the, yeah.
Yeah.
So, they focus on this pop star who's singing one of the most 80s songs I've ever heard.
No, but it's so 80s, it's not 80s.
Yes.
Like one of those things.
Yeah.
It's like
fake.
It's like a parody of 80s like pop stadium rock.
If you gave an algorithm the assignment to write an 80s pop song, that's what it would
that's
sound
what
like.
It would put out. Yes. Yeah.
Right. And it's so factory made that it's not even authentic 80s anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So their faces, which are just green blobs, or one of their faces, melts into Johnny Steele.
Another great effect, by the way.
Which was a great effect.
Loved this.
I didn't appreciate the fact that these aliens didn't have eyes beforehand.
And I'm looking at you like the Xenomorphs don't have eyes too, dude.
Yeah, but they're literally watching a screen.
Okay.
Like these guys had, they were the shape of human beings.
Okay, so I'm going to do this. Which way am I looking, assuming I don't have eyes? The first time you would, you just assume that I can't see what's in front of me? I'm confused.
Hold on, do me a favor.
What's your point?
Adam, no. We're going to do an experiment. Close your
I'm
eyes.
I'm confused.
Close your eyes.
No.
No, just close your eyes.
No, if you had to assume, like I had, if you had to assume this is what's going on, and like this is the direction I'm facing you.
Yes.
Like, oh yeah, you don't think that they're addressing anybody or anything at that point?
Okay.
I'm confused.
Okay, no, close your eyes and watch a fucking
Adam,
TV. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
These aliens are the shape of humans.
Yes.
They have human
fingers and limbs and arms and legs.
Yes, they're
and
humanoids.
And a head that just so happens to be completely green.
Okay.
And no eyes,
there's a
no
scene
ears,
in this movie,
no noses.
There's a scene in this movie where the alien creatures sit in front of two television monitors.
And it's safe to
and
assume...
watch footage of American television.
Yeah?
If they don't have fucking eyes... Why are they watching television monitors?
Are you assuming that they can't see, though?
I'm assuming if they do see, they don't see like human beings. Therefore, there's no need to have television monitors in front of them.
But it's saying that they can see by the fact that they do have television monitors in front
of them.
What
am I missing?
By the fact that they're looking at
television. They have human technology. Everything about them is human except for the fact they don't have eyes.
Because they're aliens.
I see both of your points.
Like, what's the point? I
literally don't get what you're saying. I don't understand. They're looking at something that says that they can see what's in front of them.
They can't see because they don't have eyes.
It's filmmaking. You cut to a shot of the person's face, and then you cut back to the thing that they're looking
at. Having a good
they
time?
Can see it. It's I'm right there.
I'm just thinking about Pan's Labyrinth, that creature with the eyes in its hands.
Yeah.
Eyes
hands.
Well, that's much better. We're not going to argue that. But
so you're telling me this dude?
Well, no, but they have that guy has eyes.
Yes, he does, which is awesome. I'm not like that's a much cooler idea.
These bounty hunters walk like fucking people.
Yes,
they walk like a man.
Hold
they talk like a man,
like fucking people.
Yes.
What are the other lines of that song?
They even talk like fucking people.
Are you like quoting Shel Silverstein in that little short that he does?
What are you saying?
What
with that alien who's like everything's exactly like a human being except our heads are on our asses or something?
I'm gonna go on a limb and say Shel Silverstein never said.
Wait
ass.
A minute. Here's some evidence for you. So when the dude is fighting the critter in the bathroom and it comes out of the toilet and catches him off guard. The dude is facing the other way and is unable to see the critter behind him.
Because it's
so clearly, it is a matter of what he sees with his eyes.
Yes. Yes, because they can see.
Adam is saying is that he can see regardless of having eyes or
yes.
not.
Yes.
That's what he's
that's
saying.
That's all I'm saying.
No, but my point is in the movie, it breaks its own logic because later on in the film, he is unable to see the critter behind him because he's looking at another object with his eyes.
No, Adam's saying that he can see forward as if he had eyes,
yes.
even though he doesn't have eyes. That's all he's saying.
He just, and it's a little, what are you talking about? Like, he has a little critter that he can't see? It's dark in the house. You can't see. And he has eyes because it's a disguise.
What?
You know what I feel like right now?
I'm so confused.
Watching one of those courtroom dramas where I'm the one juror who says guilty. And the rest of you are like, not guilty, but you're slowly coming over to my side.
Are you really comparing yourself to 12 Angry Men?
Yes.
Juror number 8 in 12 Angry Men.
That's me. And you guys are slowly coming to my side. Oh, I love it.
I'm very lost, but okay.
Yeah, it is.
It is
windy.
Fucking windy as hell outside.
You hear that, Nick?
Wow.
No, I don't.
Okay.
How windy is it in Cincy?
Has that wind reached you yet over there?
It's on its way.
Do you know what wind is?
The gust is coming.
No.
The gust is coming.
What else you got for me on critters? Anybody? Anything?
They have human swears.
Oh,
they do.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that was my favorite part.
Yeah, they speak English.
Yes.
There's this
yes.
great scene where...
Well, they don't speak English. They can translate into English.
Yeah. No, I don't know. The alien on the ship at the beginning spoke English.
Did it?
Yeah, he definitely did.
The alien or the bounty hunters?
The alien.
So, the scene.
The wind is really throwing you off, isn't it?
It is.
That's worse than me.
For lost my train of thought. Choo-choo, there it goes. This scene.
Oh my god.
Where'd my train go?
Oh, it took me way too long to understand why you said choo-choo, there it goes. Because your train of thought was like...
I lost it.
I'm a little more dead inside now. Thank you, Nico.
It's gone. I thought to myself before, how can you lose a fucking train? But it turns out you actually...
That's one of the stupidest things he's ever said.
You can lose an entire train, turns out.
Wow.
I killed Zach.
Holy shit. Look at...
There's this scene... There's this scene where they're fighting the aliens, and the mom shoots one of them with a shotgun because the critter starts telling to each other, like, oh, they have weapons, and the other one's like, so what?
And then
the mom blows up the other critter with a shotgun, and the critter goes with subtitles... Fuck.
Fuck. Goes away. That's great.
That was a big laugh in the room. Yeah. I enjoyed that one quite a bit.
Yeah, there was this fun little scene where Scott Grimes playing Brad, was it Bradley?
Yes, Brad, yeah. Yeah.
So he finds his sister is in trouble being attacked in the barn, so he goes to chase her, and he has these little firecrackers, and he basically launches it, and the creature eats the firecracker. Mm-hmm. And then just blows up inside of its mouth, and it looks like the thing just swallowed the bomb, no problem. And then it just falls over dead.
Yep,
I like that. Thank you.
I did like that.
They had some fun little moments in this movie, I will say.
There's plenty of them. Yeah, I don't know.
I just look back, and I guess the thing that like it does kind of feel like a ripoff in a lot of ways, and it feels like a lesser version of many other movies that came out around the same time, you know?
There is a bit of me that would rather watch this than Gremlins, though.
Wow.
And I like Gremlins, but I don't know. Yeah.
But it's not just Gremlins. It's like there's like these types of movies are almost a dime a dozen back then.
Sure.
There are a lot more movies like this that are even shittier. Don't get me wrong.
Yes, that's true. But
what I'm saying is these movies were like coming out all the time.
Mm-hmm. At this era.
And, I don't know. I just think as a general rule, I don't like this genre.
Okay. So you're a little biased towards these kinds of movies, are you?
Oh, for sure.
Okay. That's all right. That's all right.
For reference, the bounty hunters in this movie are called Uggs, UG, before Uggs UGG were even a thing. And the critters were conveniently called Krites. You just got to take...
I noticed that.
Yeah. Take away the R and same thing, basically. It's very convenient that the aliens call them Krites and the
and then literally calls them critters.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty good. The guy that plays Johnny Steele's name is Terrence Mann. Terrence Mann is known for the following films on IMDb. Here are his top four. Critters. Critters 4. Sense 8, the television show. And Critters 2. So Johnny
prolific
Steele,
actor.
Johnny Steele has appeared in, I believe, the entire Critters franchise, assuming that there are only four of them. There might be more.
Well, clearly not in the third one.
He might be in Critters 3 as well, though.
No, didn't you?
No, but those were his top four movies.
Oh. We should do Critters 3, by the way, at a certain point.
So this is a fun fact that you sprung on us. I don't know if this is correct, though.
It is.
Are you sure this is right?
Yep.
So, Critters 3 is Leo DiCaprio's first film role.
Yep.
I don't think it's his first.
Yep. I believe it's his first.
Let me check this. It was 1991.
First credited or first?
At least credited. I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of TV stuff.
Because he was in Growing Pains? Is that what it was for a while?
The New Lassie? The television show The New Lassie?
Yeah, he debuted his film career by starring as Josh in Critters 3.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. And he doesn't like to talk about it, apparently.
I wouldn't blame him.
Yeah. Then again.
Then he got his first Academy Award nomination for What's Eating Gilbert Grape 2 years later.
2 years later.
That's his best performance.
Wow. Bold. I kind of agree, though.
You want me to say it is objectively his best performance.
I kind of agree.
Yeah.
All right, maybe we'll do Critters 3 someday. Who knows? If Nick has anything to say about it, probably not. But I do want to see young Leo.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my only...
Here's the thing, guys. I'm not going to say not to do a movie, okay? Well, there's always next week. That's my mentality.
All right.
Oh, there is a thing called Critters Bounty Hunter.
What?
From 2014. It's a 7-minute short.
Okay.
Oh, let's do that next week.
That's short. Will that be easier on you, Nick?
Easy on my schedule.
We'll squeeze an hour out of a 7-minute short. Any other thoughts?
I think I'm good. I like this movie a lot.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah,
check it out. If you got an hour and a half to spare.
Yeah. Don't pay for it.
This movie was so obscure, I could only find it on the Sony PlayStation store. I couldn't even find it on Netflix. Or...
Is that right?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had to pay. We had to pay too.
I had to pay $2.99 to rent it.
Yeah, we had to pay on demand.
So that's how you do it.
I think we paid more.
Yeah, probably.
All right, you ready for a game?
Oh shoot.
How many Drew carries? Good job.
You should have just on the volume.
Was nobody going to stop?
Just all the way down when you said Drew Carey's instead of the fade out.
Why did nobody stop him?
I tried.
It was hypnotic. I'm like, he's still going. He's still going. He's still going.
Billy Zane.
We were both wrong.
Fuck. Billy Zane.
The Billster.
I was hoping you would do Scott Grimes.
See, yeah, that's what I thought.
The Zane Man. We're going with the Zane Man.
Which one is he?
Insane in the memory.
The boyfriend.
Oh, the boyfriend. Yeah, what's, I don't know him from anything. That's
what's his name from Titanic?
He was in Titanic.
What was his character's name in Titanic?
I don't even remember.
I forget. Isn't that your favorite movie?
It is my favorite movie. You think I'd remember?
Billy Zane. $165 million is the net worth of Price is Right host Drew Carey. The question, how many Billy Zanes to equal one Drew Carey?
I'm going, it takes 33 Billy Zanes.
Wow.
That's saying he's low.
But still fairly optimistic for the Zane Man. What is that about? That's about $4 or $5 million?
$5 million.
$5 million. All right. I'd say that's pretty optimistic. 33 Billy Zanes.
I'm going to say 82.5 Billy Zanes. Okay. I think he's only worth like $2 million.
Okay, Nick.
I was going to say 165.
All right. No, that's you could be right.
And I actually think it's less than that, but I'm just trying to be safe.
Billy Zanes.
And I'm going with 100. And 66, Billy Zanes.
You piece of shit.
I think
shit.
He's worth less than $1 million.
I do.
I did, too. I did, too. I was trying to be safe. I forgot Nico was playing.
What is he been
I thought
in?
I was like, safe.
I feel like I'm way too high, but...
I feel like I'm still high, and I'm at $2 million.
This guy's worth $250,000, to be honest.
Jesus.
So our guesses are 33, which is about $5 million. 82.5, which is $2 million. $2 million. 165, which is $1 million. And 166, which is just under $1 million.
You mother effer.
Billy Zane. Okay.
Let's see if we can even find it.
Also, Billy Zane Jr., who was...
stop that.
Adam, seriously. Let's see. Hang on. Let me give you some background first about Billy Zane. Billy Zane
oh, my God. Just tell us his net worth.
He's an American actor and producer. Born in Chicago, Illinois, Billy Zane studied overseas at the Harand Camp of Theater Arts in a Chicago suburb. He made his on-screen debut with an appearance in the blockbuster Back to the Future in 1985.
He took
predominantly smaller roles throughout the 80s, including parts in Critters, Matlock, and Back to the Future Part 2. His net worth, $20 million!
Wow!
That means, Adam, you somehow just won this week's edition of How Many Drew Carries?
Holy shit. I am so proud of myself. I'm the biggest Billy Zane fan.
$20 million.
Wow, that's actually surprising.
Good for him.
Hold on. He was in Twin Peaks.
What?
Oh, yes, he was in Twin Peaks! Yes, he was!
Was he in the new one or the old one?
No, the old one.
And, no, and the new one.
Was he
in the old one?
Was he played one of the boy? He played the punk boyfriend, Donna's punk boyfriend,
John Justice Wheeler.
I believe.
Wait a minute.
I believe
that's the motorcycle guy.
I believe so. Yes.
No way.
Johnny, right? Donna dates Johnny, right? Yeah, the punk guy. Yes.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
So, yo, here's the thing about Twin Peaks, bro.
Yo, he deserves $20 million.
So, in the new Twin Peaks, like, I think they make him into a cop. It's either he's a cop or they just make him into like a struggling musician. I forget what it was.
That's a big difference.
I can't speak on this though.
One of those is very secure.
Let me check this out. Wait, real quick. Billy Zane, Twin Peaks, The Return. By the way, Nick, you got to watch Twin Peaks, The Return.
Oh, eventually.
I will give you my password to watch it. Okay, now I don't remember what he was in the new one. I'm pretty sure he was in the new Twin Peaks.
On his IMDb, it doesn't even say... It says, like, if you go to his Twin Peaks, it says Twin Peaks 1991. But then there isn't... I don't know if they would include Twin Peaks The Return as its own thing. But if they did, it's not on his.
I could have sworn they brought him back, but I guess not.
Oh, I didn't think they brought him back.
I could have sworn they did.
Oh, he was in the music video for The Dope Show by Manson.
The Dope Show?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Billy Zane. Okay. Yeah, no, Billy Zane. Oh, yeah, no Billy Zane in Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
But they reference Billy Zane. Yes, that's right. I remember now. Yeah. There was a character named Billy in the show.
Yes.
And that was a reference to Billy Zane, the actor.
Yeah.
And he shared some scenes with Audrey in the future version of Twin Peaks.
Okay.
That's right. Everybody watch Twin Peaks season 3. It's the best.
I think I'm going to rewatch the whole thing.
You should. You watched that... season 3, right?
Yeah. Which means I'm going to need your Showtime again to watch it.
Nick, I got to get you my Showtime.
I got to watch Annie Hall.
Same thing, actually. Exactly. Same exact plot.
Is he ever going to see Annie Hall?
No, he's think? Never going to watch Annie Hall.
Maybe I'll watch it next
week.
Well,
no, because wasn't it you have to watch Annie Hall and he has to watch what? Death Note? No, what do you have to
watch? I will watch like 6 episodes of Death Note if he watches one movie, and that movie is Annie Hall. And it seems like a fairly equal trade-off. Actually, no, I'm getting the way worse end of the bargain.
No, you're not.
You get to watch Annie fucking Hall.
Death Note's pretty good.
I get to watch 6 episodes of an anime show.
No, Death Note's pretty good.
Death Note's really good, actually.
You'll want to finish the first season.
TooManyThoughtsMedia.com or TMT.media for more of our shenanigans. Please do follow us on social media at TMT_media on Twitter. At TMT_media on Twitter. Nick and I have been tweeting up a storm lately. And I'm going to get you guys the account just in case you have a fleeting thought that you'd like to share with the people.
If I need to put up another ranking.
Yeah, or whatever. I also have to talk to you about that, too.
Yes.
More content we're gonna churn out here.
Yes, yes.
Facebook we're also on, but really Instagram and Twitter are the places to find us. Too Many Thoughts Media on Instagram. Other than that, we love you. And we'll be back next week for Documentary Month.
Sorry.
Until then.
Do we each get to pick one?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yes. Yes, that's how we're gonna play it. Yep. There's only 4 weeks in February, right?
Yes. Well, it's 28
There's
days.
Exactly 4 weeks.
4 weeks.
All right, who wants next week? Call it.
I pick this week, so it's not me. Someone else.
Not me.
Someone else.
I'll do it.
Okay. All right. Nick gets the 6th. Who wants the 13th?
I'll take the 13th.
I'll take the 20th. Adam, you get the 27th.
27th? Oh, my God. Wow. Okay.
Good.
All right.
Documentary month.
There is a 27th day in February.
Yeah, but it's right after my birthday. I just...
No one gives a shit.
What am I doing? Hold on. I might just not want to do any... Actually, I'll definitely be doing shit. Yeah, it's a Wednesday. Fuck it. All right.
You've all been naughty.
Naughty?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.